That is the guitar stylings of one Dave Cowles. He'll be here tomorrow night in Galesburg, Knox County Brewing Company. That from his new album, Relish, number 6 on the Billboard Blues charts, and he joins us here this morning. Dave, good morning. How are you today?
I am doing just fine. How are you?
Very good, Dave. Thanks so much for taking some time to join us here this morning. You know, that's when you saw that, obviously, you put the music together, you put the album together, and you thought, you know what, this is good work. I've done some good work here. But when you start to get recognized like you are right now on the Billboard chart, that has to be a really special feeling.
Yeah, it is a special feeling. When Mike Zito called me when that happened, and he said, I want you to hear it before you read it on Facebook that your record made number 6 on the Blues Billboard chart. And, you know, he emphasized, this is a big deal, man. Not many people get to do that. And, I'm glad he said that because it wasn't really hitting me. I was just like, is that real?
Well, the blues genre is so interesting, and you know, a lot of people, when they hear that word blues, they'll think maybe traditional blues, whatever. And you know, most of the people that come here, whether it's Mike or some of the other people on his label that we've seen, yeah, there will be, and I'm sure with you too, there are going to be some songs like, yeah, I would consider that traditional blues, but you know, blues being the base of just about everything else that's out there today. You're going to hear a lot of, you know, you're going to hear it's like, now that's, I consider that a rock and roll song. Well, guess what that's based in? Or that's an R&B song. Guess what that's based in? So it's kind of the same, you know, the blues really covers a lot of genres and really start a lot of the genres.
It's really changed a lot. And, you know, I have a saying, I'm like, well, all the pop guys have become country artists and all the rock guitar players have become blues artists. But, you know, it feels like blues has definitely changed as a genre a lot, and it probably needed to survive, just like country needed to change to survive. You know, it's, you can't keep churning out the same thing decade after decade after decade. At some point, people need some change and some variation. So I definitely would say you could categorize me in that new blues camp. What that is, it does have more of a rock feel to it, but I love traditional blues. I think it's great. I mean, I've always loved it, but there's so many guys who have done it to perfection that it's impossible to top that or recreate that even. So you got to go down a different avenue and be your own artist.
Dave Cowles joining us. He'll be here in Galesburg tomorrow at Knox County Brewing Company tomorrow evening. Doors open at 4, show at 5 o'clock. And, you know, talk a little about your background, Dave, because you grew up listening to a lot of different kinds of music. Talk about one of your first albums was listening to Zeppelin, then, you know, getting introduced to kind of those southern blues, southern rock, like the Allman Brothers and groups like that. It really had an influence on you, it looks like, sounds like, from all types of the genre.
Absolutely. I mean, I learned a lot about how to play guitar from the Allman Brothers Live at Fillmore East record. And, you know, those guys were my heroes growing up. And then when I, you know, Devin Allman and I both grew up in St. Louis. We grew up in the same music scene. We were playing the same clubs. We became friends. And, you know, at one point I was playing with him and we got to do shows with Greg Allman. And I got to meet Dickie Betts and, you know, and Warren Haynes and my heroes. You know, it was pretty awesome. So, yeah, that was a huge influence on me. Obviously, Stevie Ray, there's not a guitar player around, I don't think, who wasn't influenced somehow by Stevie Ray Vaughan, Jimi Hendrix, guys like that. You know, the influences from the 70s and early 80s are vast. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Dave Cowles joining us here this morning. So you're a St. Louis guy. You grew up in St. Louis, and you mentioned that music scene. It's especially, and it's a great music scene, but especially on the blues side of things and the blues rock. That is a really, really, I don't know if people realize what a great city it is for that genre of music.
I don't think I realized it, Tom, until I left. You know, I mean, I live in near Milwaukee now, which is a, you know, great city. I mean, Wisconsin is beautiful and it's awesome, but I realize now what a great blues scene that St. Louis really does have. People really support it there.
Well, then there's those winters in that area compared to the winters in St. Louis. They're bad enough in St. Louis. They're going to be worse up there, right?
Right. Summers are great. Winters, you know, they kind of suck.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Dave Call's joining us. He'll be in concert tomorrow evening at the Knox County Brewing Company. His current album is number 7 on the Billboard blues charts. And again, you know, people, again, just kind of, can you even describe your music, Dave? Because I, you know, I there's that blues rock, some people call some, but it, to me, it's just music. I mean, a lot of it, I would just say, well, that's a rock song to me. I understand it may have a blues backbeat to it or whatever, but it's just music, number one.
Yeah, I mean, really, it is. It's blues inspired rock. You know, it's got those blues roots in it. Some songs more than others, but it's definitely like blues rock, which is how a lot of, well, you know, Mike Zito's kind of the same way. Eric Gales, you know, a lot of these guys. I saw Eric Gales a month ago. We did a show. I was doing some shows with Mike Zito, and I'm still doing some with Mike as well. And we played a show with Eric Gales, and he came out. I was blown away. I was like, man, it's almost like watching Prince and the Revolution if they had more of a blues slant, you know? I mean, the band was just killing it. And, you know, some people would not consider that blues. I just considered it great music. And if it falls under the blues category, because that's the best way. If you got to categorize something, you know, the industry likes to categorize music, so you got to put it somewhere. So if it's got that blues influence to it, if you can hear some Stevie Ray Vaughan or Hendrix in there, that's where it tends to fall in the market today.
Yeah, and I think you're right. Great music is great music, and I think, you know, you can blame record companies and radio as well for it. Like, oh, we got to have it. It's got to be fit in a particular category because we have a particular format. Does it fit with our format? That type of thing. It's like, well, it rocks, so yeah, it does. Or, you know, or it sounds great, or it's got a great beat, so yeah, it does. Yeah, that's the bottom line, I guess.
yeah, for sure. And you know, one thing I love about Gulf Coast Records is they don't fall into that. They're not a typical record company. You know, I mean, the record company booked this show for me, not a booking agent. You know, Mike got on the phone and got this to happen. I mean, it's an incredible record label. It really is, from an artist's point of view anyway.
Dave Cowles joining us. He'll be in town tomorrow evening at Knox County Brewing Company. Doors open at 4. Show starts at 5 o'clock. You talk about, you know, when you obviously you had the influences. You listened to music early. Picked up a guitar, what, when you turned a teenager, right? Kind of first pick one up. Were you one of those people that did it kind of come naturally to you? And obviously you've worked at your craft, but if one of those, did you just kind of get it when you picked it up?
Yes, for sure. Yeah. It came very natural to me. You know, what's funny is I first tried playing guitar in third grade, and I just wasn't ready. You know, I took a couple lessons from kind of a old school music teacher that had me playing Row, Row, Row Your Boat and Mary Had a Little Lamb, and I was like, man, this is not what I signed up for, you know. And so I didn't last very long, and then when I was 15, I started messing around with it again, and I just kind of started teaching myself. And then I took lessons from this guy in St. Louis named Glenn Simpson, who, after my first guitar lesson, he had me walking out playing a Creedence Clearwater song, and I was like, this is what I want to do, you know, so I really dove into it. To the detriment, you know, I played soccer all my life growing up and kind of like, you know, blew off soccer because I just wanted to stay home and play guitar. I kind of blew off everything.
I mean, that's kind of sacrilegious in St. Louis, blowing off the soccer. That's a big soccer town.
Oh yeah, I got a rash of trouble from my friends, but you know, I mean, they got it. It was all right.
Yep, absolutely. Dave Call's joining us here this morning. He'll be in Galesburg tomorrow evening at Knox County Brewing Company. And 4 o'clock doors open, 5 o'clock show. Just look for some great music. All right, Dave, talk about how if somebody's interested in your music and wants to purchase some, how can they go about that?
So they can, you know, Dave Calz, K-A-L-Z. Everyone always asks me, how do you spell that? How do you pronounce that?
I asked you that too, didn't I, yesterday? How do you pronounce it?
Yeah, that's right. So, but Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, YouTube, you know, Target.com, you know, I mean, you can access it on pretty much any site. You can go to DaveCowles.com too. So anywhere you want to go to, anywhere you go for the rest of your music, you can probably find mine as well.
Talk about the album Relish. Was that your first album on Gulf Coast Records?
It is my first album on Gulf Coast Records, and we recorded the whole thing in 4 days.
Wow.
And then Mike took it back to Texas to mix it. And so what you hear on the album is pretty much the way we threw it down in the studio. There's a couple of guitar overdubs, but a lot of it's, you know, the majority of it's just recorded live, so...
Now, when you're doing a show, will you pretty much do originals, or is there some covers you'll still do? Because I know there's a lot, like you said, going back to all those groups from the and artists from the 70s that you love. Will you still do some covers sometimes of some of those songs?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'll throw out like some Stevie Ray Vaughan, some ZZ Top, sometimes some Creedence or Eric Clapton. You know, we even throw out a John Mayer trio song. You know, I mean, we definitely throw some covers out there, and it's just stuff that, you know, good guitar music. That's what we look for. And I was a huge Billy Gibbons fan growing up, like the pre-Sharp Dressed Man.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was a big influence. But, yeah, we definitely do a healthy mix of the album and cover songs that people will recognize.
Dave Cowles joining us tomorrow night at the or tomorrow evening at Knox County Brewing Company. 4 o'clock, doors open 5 o'clock. The show gets underway. Talk about, you know, because we all, you know, growing up at some point, oh, that'd be so cool, lead guitar player in the band and all that. When did the vocals come along? When you picked up the guitar, did you start singing as well, or is that something that came along later?
It came along later. I just wanted to be a guitar player. I had no interest in singing. You know, all the early bands I played in were, you know, mostly people I knew from my neighborhood or growing up, and I was lucky where I grew up in not just the city full of great music, but the neighborhood I grew up in had a lot of great musicians. And so I would find people that I thought were great singers, you know, and we would have bands to go out and play. And, you know, I think it was probably when I was reading a Stevie Ray Vaughan biography, and you know, it really talked a lot about it, how, you know, people told Stevie, if you really want to succeed, you got to sing. And the other thing that happened is I got tired of singers always quitting my band. I was like, I remember at one point, you know, this singer just, I was in this band, I was really in love with it because we were doing a lot of Allman Brothers and stuff. And the singer just, like, on a whim, just quit to do something else, you know. And I was like, you know what, that's it. I'm tired of relying on other people to do the vocals. So I just started singing myself, and I call myself a guitar player who sings. You know, there's people that can sing circles around me, but I just do my thing. And you know, seems to work okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, the
shows, so.
Billboard Don't Lie, number six, the album Relish, number six right now on the Billboard Blues charts. Dave Cowles will be in town tomorrow night at Knox County Brewing Company. 4 o'clock, the doors open. 5 o'clock, the show starts. So, Dave, talk about if somebody may have never heard you. One, you can find a sample of Dave's music somewhere online anyway and take a look, because you're going to want to buy it and take a sample. But, yeah, I would, you know, come see the show. I think that's, you can really tell a lot about an artist seeing them live.
Yeah, I think the live show is, you know, I mean, the live show is, you're going to get stuff that you won't get on the record because we throw other stuff in. You know, there's some material that didn't make it on the record. And, you know, and I love going out and meeting people and talking to them. And, you know, I've heard great things about Galesburg, Illinois. Everyone I talk to that's been there, they're like, oh, that's an awesome town, you know. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Dave, thank you so much for taking the time with us this morning. Again, Dave Cowles will be at Knox County Brewing Company tomorrow. Doors open at 4, the show at 5 o'clock, and you can get your tickets at the door. Dave, thank you so much for taking some time with us, and looking forward to you tomorrow night.
Thank you, Tom. I really appreciate the opportunity.